In these turbulent financial times, securing your investments with gold and silver needs to be done today, before the next crash. Go to republicmonetary.com for our free information kit.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yeah, it is Ernest Hancock. Tomorrow, Jet will be taking morning show and having some fun with that because I got to do Christmas shopping and get my voice a rest. Excuse me. What we're going to do today is something I want to do. It's Christmas time, and I'm feeling good and end of the week for me, and I'm gonna share with you just a little bit of the Christmas spirit. You know, what I want to do is just, can we take a break? I'll give you an example. When we're on Freedom's Phoenix and the news is just dire, I mean, wow, it's just all this stuff that we know is coming. And you're not seeing the talking heads that are sugarcoating it or, you know, green shoots and all this other crap. And so what we do is we got, you know, we get it, you know, I get it. Saturday, a lot of times if I don't have something I got to do, and certainly by the end of the weekend, I'll take the time to go on the internet. And I know where a lot of technological sites are, where you have, you know, like new inventions and new methods of making energy and new fuels and new innovations in electronics and just basic science research on things and space travel and all this. And I just flood the site on the weekend with a lot of this stuff, just kind of give you a view of the future, just how much we're going to be independent of a lot of this stuff. And that's where a lot of this PSYOP is coming from, the big bad guys anyway. They don't want you to think that you can be autonomous. You know, it's just like that scene in V for Vendetta where, you know, I think it's William Hurt. He goes, I want everyone to know why they need us. You know, everybody to remember why they need us. And and they'll go through all kinds of machinations to do that. Well, today we're going to play a lot of Christmas music. You know, there's going to be just, you know, just we'll relax. We'll come back with some Christmas music, and I'll ask the studio to, and the rejoiners that they have. We do the rejoiners here on this show. So we'll just go ahead and go with some Christmas music, and I'll try and push all the buttons right because Jet's taken off. Day before yesterday was his birthday, and because I had to go to Yuma and, you know, a lot of new guys in and all this. He, you know, fortunately he came by because they were scrambling. And Jet took care of business for him on his birthday. So we're like, well, that sucks, you know. So, and we couldn't be back, and everybody was busy that day. So we planned, they go, the next day we're having a party. We're going to have a party at my house last night. Everybody comes over. We had, I don't know, two, three dozen people. And I have a small home, so we're all tight. We're all around different areas in the backyard and so on. I had the fire going and everything. And we just got to relax and enjoy each other. And a lot of these, most of the people there were volunteers at the Freedom Summit. And so we got to enjoy that. And Drew Phillips, one of the videographers, made a video. And it's just a little teaser. It's kind of, you know, coming soon, the Freedom Summit DVD. And what it focused on was the ASU event. And I think the audio, I'll describe a lot of the scenes and everything. And when we come back, yeah, we can fit it in the next segment. And I'm going to go ahead and play it and try and describe it for you, the things that were going on, to give you the flavor of what was happening and why I'm so optimistic. Because it's not that, you know, there's an overwhelming revolution, a love-olution that's taking back the country. It's just that the possibility even exists in this next generation. And that gives me hope. and it'll keep growing. And I hope to give you some hope today, too. We'll share. I want you to come into the family and see it from our eyes, and we'll just relax today and have some Christmas music. We'll be right back.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord.
Sing choirs of angels, sing in
him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. The
playing some real Christmas music because I can. We're going to be doing some more. You know, you want to get some of the classics. That's Nat King Cole. And I got a Christmas disc for my wife. I went looking. She's really into all the Christmas music and so on. And I found one that had some of the classics on there. I mean, you know, it's Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, Bing Crosby, Dean Martin, Bobby Darin. There's just, you know, just the classics, stuff that I remember in my household back when Christmas used to be legal. And we're gonna buck the system. We're gonna have some fun, and we're just gonna just relax today. And no one's in the studio. The entire studio, everybody's all partied out from last night, and I had to kick them out. At 11 o'clock, everybody's out. Go 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 go. My daughter-in-law brought my granddaughter home last night, and my two sons worked a swing shift at Honeywell, and they're machinists and stuff, so they don't even get off until 10:30, 11 o'clock, and they came over, so we had a post-party party, so that kind of drug it out a little bit more. And it's just so, I'm so lucky, and I have to remind myself how unlucky so many other people are, or even if they're not unlucky, they're just in dire circumstances. And I try to train myself to look at the source, you know, this holistic view on the world. You know, where is the problem? And a lot of times it's us. You know, we make bad decisions, you know, based on things that we allow our minds to be programmed in such a way that we will make a decision that someone else wants us to make that's in the best interest of someone else. And it's usually, you know, it's a Madison Avenue thing, consumerism deal. You got to have your, you know, the shiny with the LED light glowing pattern spinning hubcaps. I mean, you know, you know you're getting excessive when you got, you know, kids wearing, all this jewelry and so on at 12 years old and getting spinner $40 hubcaps on their bicycles. I mean, you know, it's just, and you think I'm kidding. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. And I remember there was one of the few statements made by a state legislator that it caused me to actually call him and leave a message, and then we had a conversation about it. They were advocating, and it's just to make a point, they were advocating building the new Cardinals Stadium in Mesa. Well, it wound up being done in Glendale, and it was all, you know, no, until they found a piece of desert and a willing government to spend everybody's money and put it there. But in the East Valley, when it was going up, one of the legislators, his name was Rusty Bowers, and he's not perfect, and you know, I by no means would endorse him, but I thought that he made a very good statement, and it gave me hope. I was hoping he'd be a little bit more. You know, it's just if you're a legislator, it's almost like you're behind, you know, a wall to begin with. I mean, you already got issues just even wanting to be in that position. But he made a really good statement. And he said, and he was an artist, you know, which kind of, you know, he's a Republican, conservative, I think he was Mormon. And he's an artist, and he had a really good sense of what was going on. And he said, whenever we have to build these coliseums, this honoring of the collective of the people or something, I can't remember how he put it, but he goes, whenever we have to build all this stuff to fill a void that's in us as individuals, we're never going to fill that void with a building. And because the argument on the other side was being made that, you know, you can't be an international city unless you have a football stadium. You know, I give you Silver Dome for $500,000. But he was making a very important statement. And this was years ago, a decade ago. So when this was first started, I think. And he said this, it really resonated with me that somebody understood that what we were doing was not something that served even the common good. I mean, it didn't serve. I mean, the only thread that they could pull on, the only string they could strum, the only harmony they could get that would make any sense to anybody is that somehow collectively, as a community, as a portion of the state, the Valley of the Sun, that somehow each one of our lives would be enhanced by having a football stadium. And if that is true, we got bigger issues than being taxed, you know, being lied to, if the people bought into that, which some, many did, or it doesn't matter. They just say they did. You know, turned the dials on the election computers. I don't have faith in people registering their opinion that way. But I was very happy to see that people, they didn't buy it, at least enough to, there was definite opposition. And big bad guys, you know, with the hands on the dials and levers of government and money and the media, they're going to do what they want to do anyway. But it's just a dissent that's out there saying our self-esteem cannot be based on our willingness to steal from our neighbors. If I need something to make me feel better in my front yard, in my driveway, the house itself, something I got in my wallet or on my fingers around my neck, you know, anything. If I have to steal from someone else, if I have to indebt my children, if I have to take from someone else these things to enhance my own self-esteem, then we got other issues. There are problems. So I address that, you know, and that's where you get this freedom philosophy comes in, and saying that there are things much more important than stuff. There are innovations, building a better mousetrap. There's stuff that we appreciate other people come up with. They invent, they build, they make, they create jobs for other people to make them. I mean, there are improvements to our life. It makes us more productive to be able to free up our time. Because that's what the Renaissance was. A lot of people don't know that, you know, like this climate change thing. I don't know. I think we're going to get, yeah. Al Gore comes and they go, what sign should we make? And I go, just make a sign that says, what happens when it gets colder? It starts getting cold, then what? Oh, yeah, that's a definite sign of global warming, you know, because of the currents and the blah, blah, you know, something. They'll think of something. But this getting hotter, colder is a cycle that, you know, with our sun and the planet, and it's going to happen. Even if we were responsible for an infinitesimal part or even a large part of global warming with carbon dioxide or whatever else they come up with, it is insignificant to the power of nature, of God. There is nothing we're going to do that is going to trump, you know, what's going to happen. So I look at history, and back in England when the Thames froze over, they had parties. They coped back when it was a lot warmer than it is now. When it was warmer, the Renaissance was born because people were more productive and they ate and they had food and it freed up their time. And that's what technology does for us. It frees up our time to be creative, to expand on the possibility of us being more human instead of primitive, just worrying about when we're going to eat. Well, we're going to come back. We'll be more human. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes
when
in your
mistletoe
life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
When mistletoe and tinsel glow, paint a Yuletide Valentine. Back home I go, those I know, for a Christmas auld lang syne. And voices all combine in sweet accord to thank the Lord for a Christmas Auld Lang Syne.
When sleigh bells ring and choirs sing and the children's faces shine,
with each new toy we share their joy with a Christmas Auld Lang Syne. Christmas, Auld Lang Syne.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year.
In sweet accord, we thank the Lord.
Just going to share some Christmas carols, and I just glad we can do it with you. We're just going to have an intimate day with just me and you, and just, you know, some thoughts and relaxation, and my realization that there's a lot of people suffering. You know, I have people, loved ones, and people in my family, and we're going to have to redistribute the wealth voluntarily, and a lot of that wealth is just consoling, you know, just being, you know, there's people that have pain. Unfortunately, in my family, now we're doing okay, but that it's not always going to be that way. I mean, there's going to be personal tragedies. There's going to be, and that's one thing I'm kind of like, I'm worried. I've been so lucky. When we were young, my wife and I and our four kids, we were very poor. And I mean poor. And, you know, macaroni, yay, we get to add cheese this week. What happened, though, was we were consistent and we stayed true to our principles and we sacrificed so that our children weren't exposed to public schools. And that was our focus. And we had enough support from family and friends to make sure that while we were sincere, we were working hard, we were diligent, we did our jobs as parents and as friends and as members of family, that, you know, if there was a problem, I don't remember there being a lot of, you know, really tragedies. No one got hurt really bad. Well, I got burned in 94 with it, but, you know, everybody came together and we enjoyed the opportunity to come together as a family, for any one of us to be served and friends and so on. And that inspires us to do it again to other people that need, because sometimes you may need. We look for opportunities. I'll give you an example. Our landlord here in the strip center that we're in pretty central Phoenix. You know, I mean, you see the high rises. I mean, we're in the shadow of the high rises. And it was a landlord that we used when we did the Lovolution, we first started it, and another facility over even closer central. And it was in a strip center, a business center there, that we had our original Libertarian Party headquarters back in the mid-90s. So I knew this place, and I knew that when economic times were bad back then, after SNL scandal, all that kind of stuff, that we could get a good deal, and we did. And it had access to that. Well, they started doing light rail construction. I'm sure if you live in any metropolitan city, that's a necessity you have to have to spend billions of dollars for them to fill the void in their soul, I guess. And it provided an opportunity because know, you couldn't get in and out hardly, and it was vacant buildings. And I go, you know, I was familiar with this place, and I knew these guys had bought it from the people before. And we worked out a deal to where we just have it for a little while, and we were good tenants, and we left things better than we found them. And we said, look, we're looking for a more permanent place now, and we have these needs. And he had this older strip center that he's just starting to refurbish, and he had bought, you know, cheaply as things were going down. And we didn't want a storefront. We didn't need people just coming in and glass walls and doors to come in. You know, we just need a back corner. Well, he gave us a back corner and unmarked doors and all that kind of stuff. Well, he has a bunch of extra area over here, too. And he's involved in a charity for unwed mothers that are going to be collecting toys and so on. And they're next door here, an extra space that they have. And we're going to be adopting that as part of our outreach during Christmas time. And we'll talk about that, too, because maybe you can help, too. We'll be right back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Are you listening? Snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown. Until the other kiddies knock him down. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock. And declaring your independence is, you know, it's easy to do. You don't need a government form. And you can do it from the man, you know. And some of us, you know, probably make our lives more subjective to the real man. And it's that's one thing that, you know, it's a good segue into what happened Friday. Friday was, I'm going to try and play a bit. It's a video, but I think the audio, and if it needs more explanation, I'll do it for you. But last night we had our party, and Drew Phillips had put together, he has 48 hours of tape for the weekend of the Freedom Summit, because you have more than one camera angle and you need to blend them and all that kind of stuff. Well, there was an opportunity Friday afternoon that Dr. Paul came to speak to the students at ASU. And what happened is this plane was delayed 2.5 hours. You know, it was mechanical, you know, because government thing. And so he's sitting there and they're calling and saying, hey, we're going to be 2.5 hours late. And we just got there like an hour before he was supposed to speak. And because some of the filmmakers that did the documentary for Liberty, how the Ron Paul Revolution watered the withered tree of Liberty, We had the premiere for that, or a theatrical screening of it the night before. And they wanted to go and, of course, get some footage and, you know, visit and so on, Dr. Paul. So I was going just to drop them off. They were following me, and I picked someone from the airport. And as we're pulling on the campus, one of the guys from Campaign for Liberty, they're pretty upset. They're, wow, he's going to be late. We're screwed. I mean, we're not going to be able to keep the area that long. By the time he gets here, we're supposed to be taking the thing down, got to get extra permission, blah, blah, blah. And I go, well, we got guys coming in from the summit, some great speakers like Adam Kokesh is a young guy, was a Marine in Fallujah and real popular. He's running for Congress in New Mexico, and the young guys know who he is from his speeches that he's given around the country and the Revolution March in Washington, D.C. last July or a year ago July. And he is very popular there, so we'll go get Adam, and I'll keep him going. And then Jordan Page, our entertainment, the fantastic guitarist and lyricist that, you know, he's the Bob Dylan of now. He's a young man in his 20s that just really having a big impact. He's doing a college tour starting next spring. And so, we got plenty to keep them entertained. But, I mean, they got to go to class and stuff, too. There's tests all this week and such. So it's going to be hard to keep the crowd. Well, we offered that. Well, we got to see about it. We get permission. And I'm like, yeah, well, while you're working on that, I'm going to go get them. And so I think their concerns were, I have no idea, because collectives. But so what we did is we went and got Adam. He's on the morning show here being interviewed by Jet. And some of you are listening to that show, remember, and I came in, I go, well, they're dying, man. They need you. We're going to rush you over there. So we get over there and just impromptu 10-minute kind of, you know, how long it takes to drive over there. And he just does a fantastic speech. And usually you're supposed to, you know, you wear your suits and all that kind of stuff. Well, he's got a sleeve rolled up blue kind of denim looking plaid shirt. And he has a big white cowboy hat and big aviator's mirror sunglasses, and he's got a beard, and he's, you know, got his jeans and his snake boots on, and there, I mean, he's definitely looking the northern New Mexico part. And so he just goes, yeah, what the heck, you know, and he just does it up. But he goes up, and he did a great job. We'll play it, you know, in just a little speech. But and then Jordan Page came, but the way Drew cut the video, he did a great job of having Jordan Page just get up with his guitar, and normally he works with a lot of special effect foot pedals. I mean, it's acoustic guitar, but it's amazing what he can do. You know, he makes different sounds, and it loops, and it repeats, and then he hits a guitar, and he can get kind of a drum beat thing going, and just a fantastic thing with one guy. And he does all his own, his albums and so on. And I'm gonna, one of the, my favorite song, he's going to send, probably in my email now, we talked last night, he's sending me the karaoke file for it because I wanted to be can you give me the music without the lyrics? Because they're always, everybody's going out doing karaoke and so on. I'm just, I don't want to. I go, but this is in my range. You know, I mean, sometimes my voice is a little bit lower. I can't, you know, do Journey, you know, I mean, but it's probably in my range, and I can, and I like the lyrics. You know, heck, I can just talk it, you know, I don't care. But the, so I go, you send me that. And these guys keep wanting to get me to do karaoke. All right, I'll do this one, and we'll make a karaoke thing out of it. And he goes, yeah. You know, as a matter of fact, I only have that for one song, Pendulum, the one that I wanted. And I'm going, oh. So, man, it's a God thing. You know, and Jordan is a man of faith. That is a big thing. He and his wife, they are, and their children, they are doing this, and it's a deeper spiritual thing for them. So he comes out, and he doesn't have, in fact, the airline lost that bag. I mean, he really needed, that's his life, you know, this bag with all his electronic stuff in there. And we had to wait at the airport, and another plane it came in on, because TSA going through all the electronics and stuff. You know, it's a Freedom guy with like wires and stuff. You know, we're going to put that one on another flight, you know, that kind of deal. So we always got these issues. I'm just, ugh. So we were at the airport till late, and it really affected our day, but we got it taken care of and so on. But all he needed was, and I knew it, I had heard him acoustically on the roof of Adam Kokesh's home in Santa Fe when we went there 4th of July last year to this last summer to launch his campaign. And Jordan's a good friend with Adam. They made friends on the Revolutionary Trail and different events that we're at. And he just played on the rooftop with the sun setting, this beautiful Santa Fe sunset on top of a flat roof like they have there in Santa Fe. And it was just, I'm going, are you kidding me? This guy is a fantastic, he's better in person. So I go, no. He goes, well, I don't have, I go, don't worry about it. I told him just to have two mics, one for your guitar, one for you. You just go. Don't you worry about it. It'll be fine. So he gets there and entertains the crowd with one of his songs. It's called Listen. And we'll play it. But more than that, what Drew did is he took that song and he kind of married it with some of the statements from the Young Americans for Freedom that started a chapter there on Arizona State University, because Republicans and Democrats didn't offer him anything. They're just, you know, we're just going to do our own thing. We'll do this other thing that's going on. And it's a freedom libertarian oriented group. Then they had a president of the Republican students there. She got up and said a couple of words. And Adam gave a speech. And then we had Dr. Paul finally made it right when Jordan was finishing up one of the songs. So it just all worked out. And I want to make sure that you get an opportunity to listen to this. And we may do it in a couple of parts here. But I want you just to get an idea of what, before we even started the summit, you know, this is just how the Lord works. You know, when you're doing the right things, you know, you get a little help from above. We'll go ahead and give it a listen.
Go from the East Coast. I just got off the plane. It's a very impromptu concert. And wow, what a what a way to say hello to Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah. And there's about 2,000
kids
there.
You guys are making a really good impression on me already. I just got here. And look what I see. There's a sea of faces who all believe in freedom. And who all understand the truth when they hear it out of the mouth of a guy like Ron Paul.
My name is Jessica Delight, though, and I'm the president of the College Republicans here at ASU. First of all, I want to thank you all so much for coming to the event. We're really excited about it all. And I know that you guys are going to have a good time.
So I flew into Phoenix this morning to perform, I should say, at the 2009 Freedom Summit over at the Sheraton Crescent Hotel. Dr. Paul speaking there, too. And to spread the message of liberty as only I know how, through music. The song is called Listen, and it was written in a state of mind where I was, and still am, raging against the machine.
I wanted to discuss the ideas of liberty with other students my age, so I looked to join a liberty-minded club on ASU's campus, only to find that the only active clubs were the Young Democrats and the Campus Republicans. From what I had learned from national politics, I did not think these clubs were for me. So I started my own. A few months ago, I started a Young Americans for Liberty chapter at ASU. Although we have a wide variety of opinions within the club, I will attempt to describe our thoughts on liberty in general. We believe in the protection of individual liberty, whether it is economic liberty or social liberty. we stand to defend the individual's freedom to pursue life, liberty, and property.
Listen to the sound of applause in a chamber full of men selling out their people as they plan their assault on the hordes of America. No, it couldn't happen here. I know it never happened here. But I will not submit to authority.
You know, we're going to take it up when we come back right from there. It kind of the video goes into Adam Kokesh's speech, and I want you to hear it in its entirety. And we're coming up on the break. But I want you to have hope. I do. I've always known that in the end, freedom always wins. It just gets messy. But there are people and a spirit that just can't die. And all we have to do is just... We got to be focused on what it really is, because they'll tell us what freedom is and the patriot. There's a controlled opposition. I mean, they'll take the tea parties from the revolutionaries and do their thing and get you to fill out forms and have the Republican candidate contact you and say some patriotic buzzwords and blah 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 blah. But you know, they're just people that want to be just left alone. They're not worried about what other people are doing. Am I allowed not to care? Well, this person is, you know, and you always hear it, and they try and amp it up. They are, and I don't care if they're not bothering me. They're not taking, if they're not stealing. Are they? Well, then they're bad guys. I don't have anything to do with them. I don't get it. I will not submit to authority of a man. You know, just that concept, that's what made people like John Lennon so dangerous. They were changing the way people thought. We are the sovereign of ourselves. That very concept is what created an entire country in support of individual rights. We don't have to beat these guys. We just got to survive them. And I insist that you survive them. We'll be right back on Declare Your Independence.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful, what's your
and father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better
beautiful,
hurry.
Please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink.
Put
more.
Some records on while I
the
pour.
The neighbors might
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
Wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break this bell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks
I
swell.
Ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if I'm moving.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out. Baby,
it's cold
outside.
Simply must go.
Maybe it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
Maybe it's cold outside.
The welcome has
how
been
lucky that you
so nice
in.
And warm.
Look out the window at the storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon the puppet show.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
But maybe just a cigarette
never
more.
Never such a visit before.
I gotta get home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
grand. I feel when you touch my
hand. But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
There's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
At
sorrow.
Least there will be plenty implied.
If you've got pneumonia and
I really can't stay.
Get over that old doubt.
Baby, it's cold.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Dean Martin. You know, I grew up with this stuff. My mom and dad, there. You know, there's another thing. Engelbert Humperdinck and Tom Jones all the time. And I love those guys. I used to have 8 tracks. You know, I'd drive around. My friends would make fun of me. But, you know, my dates liked it. So it's all good. You know, we don't have enough time to finish that one in this segment. So we'll do it. And maybe even the short segment coming back, we'll get through them. You know, we'll focus on some Christmas music and just relaxing. You guys just chill out, you know, just relax, you know, surf the internet, sit back in the chair, and we'll just, I won't be yelling today. And we'll just relax. Because, you know, what Drew Phillips did is he took and this was really a teaser, a trailer for the Freedom Summit DVDs that are coming. And it was amazing that he was able to do what he did as fast as he did and as well as he did. And when he showed it last night, there were tears. There were tears. People were crying. We were all very happy. There were lots of hugs. And we worked really hard to try and spread this message and get these people together. Because a lot of these people, they knew of each other. They seen each other on the internet, and they watched their YouTubes and their speeches and so on, the speakers and the performers and the activists, and that's what a Freedom Summit is. You know, a lot of people had not experienced, these people had not experienced it before. And a lot of us had, you know, the force behind the revolution, the more mature, the older, the ones that had a little bit of money and a time and experience. And already knew where this was going to go. But these young guys, they had not done this before. This is their first revolution. This is their first activization of the population. Now, Dr. Paul, he's been through a couple. You know, he's seen this before, and he's enjoying it. And we're having fun. And I want you to share the essence of this with me, because you deserve it. You know, we get so much bad news, and I just want to make sure that you know there's so much good out there, and it's worth surviving. I know it's tough. I know I've been there. I spent a decade in just worrying about where I was going to eat, but now there's hope. We'll be right back.